Welcome to the brand new Trending Topics Network, located only at trendingtopicsnetwork.com. I am Piper the DJ, and this is my brand new podcast venture called The Soapbox. So here's the way this works out. For years, I've been a podcast host. If you go back into the archives, you'll hear on other shows where I mentioned all the members of the Trending Topics Network met on a professional wrestling podcast, and we got together on a separate network to do what we do. I used to host Trending Mobile Technology. I've guest hosted with Mr. Old School on Talkin' Tech. I also hosted Game Time and made some special appearances on some other shows also here on the network. And then I had to take some time off, about over 2 years, ironically. Doesn't seem like it's been that long, but yes, it has. Here's the skinny of the answer. I went back to school in 2009, shortly about the time I got into podcast. And then things got really busy because if you're in higher education and you're an adult learner like me, things aren't as easy to learn. So I went back to school, things got busy, and of course, as things got busy, time got scarce. So unfortunately, I had to bow out. Well, now I'm about done with my educational quest, at least to this point. I will be graduating in May with a master's degree, a master's of science, majoring in communication. And in all reality and honesty, this is also part of a course that I need. So kind of killing two birds with one stone. As I said, I am Piper the DJ. I am fondly referred to, if you get into the archives, as the Elder Statesman. One of the founders of the Trending Topics Network, by name Fat Ninja, hosted Fat Ninja Game Talk, where they talked about video games. And I haven't been a diehard gamer in many years, but I liked hearing about the news and the trends and various things about what's going on, and I'd always pop in. Interesting thing is Ninja and whoever and his various co-hosts would always ask me the question and include me in the discussion. And he's like, you know, Piper, you always have an opinion on something. And it's not like you're that old guy who stands on the front porch saying, get off of my lawn. But it's a thought out argument and a thought out discussion. And so he started calling me the Elder Statesman, and it kind of stuck. The other side to that surname is I do believe that I'm the oldest member of the network. As right now, I am 45, and I believe that I am still the oldest. I am welcome to be proven wrong, but anyhow, that's where that is. What am I doing? This is the Soapbox. This is the opinion-based podcast that is not designed to change your mind, but it is designed to give you something different to think about. Here's the way it goes. Anybody who's been around me for a significant amount knows that I am extremely opinionated about everything. A lot of times my opinions are well-formed. Other times, they've got some rough edges. But I have been told by many people that I can build a good, sound, thorough, and thought-out argument. The problem with that is I don't always know if my opinions are well-grounded. And if you get into the archives and you go way back to the days of Trending Mobile Technology, you'll find some episodes where Mr. Old School and I, we went head-to-head on many things. And there were some times where I was just downright rude in my defense and my arguments. But the thing is, some opinions aren't always perfect. Other opinions are designed to evolve and change as time goes on, especially as time goes on. And that incorporates to what my goal of the Soapbox is. I don't claim to know it all. I don't claim to always be right. I've said it for years. Just because the words come out of my mouth doesn't mean that it's correct. But I am on a constant quest for more information. If my opinion isn't correct or it's not sound, I want to know so I can correct or maybe even adapt my opinion to be something that is more sound. Where is this going to show up? It's going to show up on the Trending Topics Network, located right here at trendingtopicsnetwork.com, where you can find some great new shows like the Spanish Announce Table, Tim and Tom, 450 with Mr. Old School, Old School at the Movies, Eurovision Podcast, Just Chill. We have a little something for everybody, all right? And I don't claim to be the authority on everything because the Spanish Announce Table talks about professional wrestling. And believe me, Tim and Tom could probably give you more information, more appropriate responses to some of your questions. I'll be completely honest. I haven't watched WWE in a considerable amount of time for the simple fact that it has turned into the same thing over and over. Mr. Old School and Old School at the Movies. His panel of critics, they get together, they break down the box office, they give you the new movies that are coming out, they give you opinions. Are they going to go? Are they not going to go? What's the background on it? What do we think? 450 podcast. I'll tell you, at 45 years old, for a long time, the doctors have been on me because I'm, quote, underweight for my age, my size, and my bone structure. So when it comes to losing weight, I'm the wrong guy to talk to. Mr. Old School, he's documented his journey. He's done the research. He would be a better authority. When it comes to DJing out of Europe, the Eurovision and Just Chill, I don't know anything about things across the pond. Yes, I was a DJ for a long time in Illinois. But Kiwi Tut, he could give you more information of what DJing is like interacting with live talent and a live studio band. He could give you that info. Heavy Set with Wrestling Cheers. He is hardcore into the independent scene in Ohio. Now, yes, I have found an independent scene here in Central Illinois. They don't do very much, but there are some similarities that I found when I listen to Heavy Set and some of the interviews and some of the shows that he travels to, things of that nature. Mr. Fourth Row, even. He gets on and he breaks down some more professional wrestling. All Beer Inside. Karp and his guys, they get around. They all get together. Yeah, it's a bunch of guys that get drunk, but they sample different types of beer. As a person who doesn't drink and hasn't drank in a long time, I don't have a problem with that. Why? Because they have information that they're sharing about dark lagers and even articles that come up that are related to alcohol consumption. We definitely have something here on the Trending Topics Net for everything. So everything, the soapbox is just going to be added to that conglomeration, that universal trend of something for everyone. Why am I doing this? Like I said, I'm on a constant quest for more information. If my opinions aren't correct, I want to be able to adapt. I want to be able to continue to be flexible, to get better, to have a more grounded opinion. Does that make sense? Additionally, my content is going to come from information that I'm given. I come across news feeds all the time. Most of them are tech related, but others are from usually academic. But there's always something that I come in that I find that just doesn't set well, okay? For example, everyday life. I can give you opinions on the carpool lane and how it should operate, how it does operate, and the problems with it. One thing I've learned to be is a problem solver. I mean, that's one thing that you learn in higher education, especially in graduate school, is critical thinking. Not only looking at your perspective, but another perspective and being able to rationalize those two and balance. I mean, you have it instilled in your mind when you're working on press writing for press releases. Take what you believe. That's your thesis. Take the opposite of what you believe. That's the antithesis. You put it together for something new or a synthesis. Okay? So I might not necessarily agree with everything, but I'm constantly trying to see where are there gaps in my knowledge. And I'm looking forward to individuals, people out there who don't agree with what I say. I encourage it. How do you get in contact with me? PiperTheDJ@gmail.com. Send me an email. No, I'm not saying that you have to compose a five-page email every single time, okay? Statistics say majority of individuals who consume podcasts consume it on a mobile device. And I can almost guarantee that majority of the people listening to this right now are listening to it on a mobile app of some sort, find a voice recording application, okay? Preferably MP3. Make your voice recording. You don't have to have any high standard of production or recording quality, anything like that, because I'm going to run it all through filters and everything and get it cleaned up to where it can be broadcast, and then send it to me. That way we can interact. Even if you want to show up as a special guest and sit across the mic, okay? I've been doing podcasting for so long where way back when, all we had was Skype. And then we had Hangout. And Hangouts had its problems. Skype has its continual problems. But I have new tools in my toolbox that I can bring in that I can use to incorporate the conference call. And it's all internet-based. Completely honest with you. A lot of neat technology that's out there and a lot of different opinions that are being formed every day. I mean, they're around us everywhere. If you think about it, everything that we come in contact with is based on some sort of opinion. Laws. Why do we have laws? Well, because some moron went out and did something stupid and somebody thought it to be a good idea to make it safer for everybody else. And so they made a law, passed it to prevent a specific type of behavior. Education. Why do we have education? Well, that's based on opinion as well. Some really smart people got together and said, hey, this is what we're going to do. This is what we have, and this is what we want to teach and make scalable to everybody else. Everything that you come in contact with on a daily basis, whether it be in the workplace, your personal life, etc. So I welcome any and all contributions. Matter of fact, what I tell people, do you have an opinion? Do you think it has the chops to hold up? I encourage you, please, join me on the soapbox. This is what it's about. Exchange of information. As I said, I don't admit to know all the information, but I am constantly willing to learn, to grow, and to be a better person, okay? This is just the introduction. This is episode 1. I'm Piper the DJ. This is my soapbox. Good night.